This is After Hours, a unique, hour-long program of eclectic music, ranging in genres from smooth jazz to classical, from new age to show tunes, and from pop to bluegrass. I'm your host, Kevin Fenner. Anyone close to my age who was young in the 60s knows about dances and sock hops. It was the first time that guys got up the courage to ask a girl to dance with him. Of course, in those days, you had to know the latest dance moves. In fact, starting in 1960, the dances you needed to know were actually crazes, universally known songs that prompted dance moves. The artist who first recorded a song that started a dance craze was Chubby Checker. He released The Twist in 1960 and never looked back.
Come on, baby, let's do that.
Despite the fact that Chubby was upset that the success of The Twist had typecast him as a dance artist, he released Pony Time the next year, and another dance was born.
It's pony time! Get up! She's taking my floor. Yeah.
people really loved this music that they could dance to. So in 1962, Chubby released Limbo Rock. Despite his initial disapproval, Chubby learned to embrace the success of the dance tracks, so he released The Fly in 1961.
You got
Chubby Checker's success with dance music continued until 1965, when he released a variation on Freddie and the Dreamers' tune, Let's Do the Freddie.
Are you ready? Let's do the Freddie. Are you ready? Gonna do the Freddie. There's a dance that's crossing the nation, causing more than a great sensation. You dip your wings like a bird. I know it sounds crazy, but you gotta take my word. You wave your hands up to the sky, kick your legs out to the side.
Listening to After Hours, broadcasting on 101.5 FM at WHRULP, Huntley Community Radio. Chubby Checker wasn't the only artist in those days to get into the dance craze genre. Right after The Twist was released, Joey D and the Starlighters released a version of a dance called The Peppermint Twist. It was named after the nightclub in which the band performed.
Peppermint twist, what you do?
little Eva Boyd got into dance music when she recorded The Locomotion in 1962. With the success of Locomotion, a year later, Little Eva taught us to turkey trot.
Come on, let's turkey trot.
Yeah.
Since a dance craze about turkeys was a hit, it's logical that kids would dance about a side dish. So Dee Dee Sharp released It's Mashed Potato Time, and another dance was born. And, of course, Dee Dee couldn't leave it there, so she released a follow-up that became another dance song, Gravy.
Come on!